This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news out of Orlando, Florida, where police fatally shot a man in a hospital emergency room a short time ago. The police chief, John Mina, says it happened at Orlando Regional Medical Center. The man arriving at the hospital for a medical condition earlier today, but once he was in the ER, he said he would shoot anyone who came near him. Police were called and the emergency room was placed on lockdown. The chief says negotiators started speaking with the man, but when he looked to be reaching for a gun, officers shot him. It turns out the man wasn't armed. President Trump is about to detail for reporters a big new trade deal with Canada and Mexico that was agreed to late last night. This morning, the president tweeted the pact is a, quote, great deal for all three countries and solves the many deficiencies and mistakes of NAFTA, which the new trade deal will replace. And this is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
One of the women accusing Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual misconduct says she has spoken with the FBI now. Reports are Deborah Ramirez provided a list of witnesses who she says can corroborate her allegation that Kavanaugh exposed himself to her at a party. The city of Las Vegas remembering the 58 people who were killed a year ago today when a gunman opened fire at a music festival. Hundreds of others were injured. A number of events and remembrance ceremonies are being held around Vegas today. Three people killed in an apparent car bombing in Allentown, Pennsylvania over the weekend. And now the Allentown DA says,
we have a high degree of confidence that the perpetrator was probably killed in the incident.
DA James Martin says more details about the case will be released later today. That explosion happened on Saturday night and a shelter is now set up at a youth center in the vicinity for people who were displaced by the destruction caused by that bombing. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
An unusual traffic situation in Atlanta this morning. An overturned livestock truck has spilled a herd of cows onto a highway, backing up traffic and causing at least two wrecks that killed two cows. Reports are the truck spilled the cows across Interstate 285 early today, and at least one driver of another vehicle was injured in one of those collisions with one of those cows. Another herd of cows spilled onto I-75 back in May. In that case, 10 cows were killed. In Indonesia, the search and rescue and, all too often, recovery is continuing.
In Indonesia, more than 800 people killed in the 7.5 magnitude earthquake and tsunami which followed, the wall of water swallowing buildings and homes. Rescue workers still looking for people as it's feared more were killed, some areas cut off because of damaged roads.
That's USA Radio's Robin Walensky reporting. In some of the remote areas struck by the earthquake and tsunami, the searching hasn't even begun yet. and two scientists from the U.S. and Japan have won the Nobel Prize for Medicine. The Nobel Institute in Stockholm announcing today that Jim Allison and Tetsuku Honjo are being honored for their discoveries leading to new approaches in using the immune system to battle cancer. Allison's a professor at the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston. Remember, you can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's the way we roll here, pursuing the truth no matter where it leads, because we're fearless to that end. Because in the long run, that's what we want our decisions based on, are the truths, the facts. Kind of like when we were kids growing up, you know, Joe Friday, just the facts, ma'am, just give me the facts. But we've abandoned that for relativism. And as a result, you know, in abandoning just staunch values, I say set in stone values. I know that some people it would be shocking that, especially in this realm of relativism that we live in, because what happens, they would much rather live in the arena where it's all about opinion. Let's forget about facts, because where facts are not prevalent, opinion rules. And I can drive the discussion as we're experiencing right now. It's just about 7 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got Fiorella Nash with us. She's a researcher and writer for the London-based Society for the Protection of Unborn Children. She has over 10 years' experience researching life issues from a feminist perspective. She makes regular appearances at both national and international conferences, has appeared on radio and print discussing issues such as abortion, gendercide, maternal health, and commercial surrogacy. She's also an award-winning novelist, has published numerous books and short stories under the nom de plume Fiorella de Maria. Fiorella, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you. I want to discuss your book, The Abolition of Woman, How Radical Feminism is Betraying Women. In the introduction of the book, you say, if a dissident movement becomes part of a corrupt establishment, assuming the same tyrannical behavior it was founded to fight, then other dissidents must inevitably rise to challenge the new orthodoxy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My feeling is that radical feminism is and has been for many years silencing any woman who opposes a predetermined vision of sexual ideology. And my view is that we need a new feminism. We need a new movement that can combat that, that can speak for the thousands and thousands of women who believe in equality, who believe in empowerment, but will not sacrifice the unborn, will not sacrifice human life for those reasons.
You say thousands. I think it's millions.
Yes,
Fiorella.
Millions. I'm
right.
Thinking in my own locality, but yes,
right.
I think millions. You know, you're talking about a global population You are talking, yes, quite rightly about millions of women who think that's you.
Yeah, even here in the United States, I would say, because as you're writing about how radical feminism is betraying women, it's almost like we've been bifurcated and everything has been so tribalized that people don't even know what tribe they belong to anymore.
Yes, I think it is extremely distressing and very, very damaging for politics, for a country, certainly for women, when we do become very polarized like this. And this is certainly something I have noticed a great deal in the last 10, 15 years. You're certainly seeing it in your own country. I'm seeing it in Britain. We've noticed this very much with the referendum, the Brexit referendum.
Right.
But even in terms of the abortion debate, it has become so polarized, it's become so aggressive, that there's very little room left for seeking out common ground, for actually having a civil discussion. And I don't believe society ever benefits from that level of aggression. We need to be able to discuss these matters, these life and death issues, in a courteous way. But as we become more and more tribal in our thinking, it's an interesting word to use, I think we lose that sense that, you know, we need to be working together for the common good.
Exactly. So what happens to those women, and I've spoken with many personally, directly, that say, you know, I participated in an abortion, my heart is breaking. They say to me routinely, Fiorella, my audience has heard me relate this story, time and again they will tell me, my son would have been 12 years old today. Or my child would have been 21, would have graduated from college this month. You know, these stories that just break your heart when they have come to realize that all in the name of the government that has promoted, you know, abortion and the good housekeeping seal of approval, as we say in this country, and has authenticated it. And they realize, even from the moment that an abortion happened, that there was something not right. There was something dishonest about it, and they carry that dishonesty in their heart. And, you know, so what happens with those women? Are they to be cast out and ignored and say, okay, well, you know, get over it. You know, you're just making stuff up. This is something that's just in your mind, and you're just too emotional. So you're supposed to get over this. Abortion is, it's meaningless.
I think you're absolutely right. I think that really the treatment of post-abortive women and also people who have been involved in the abortion industry then leave is absolutely atrocious. I think it is one of the great scandals that we are facing here, that they have nowhere to turn, that they are not listened to, and that they are treated as though they're crazy, as though they're attention seekers. We would call that gaslighting.
Yes, exactly.
In any other situation.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly in Britain, and I know there are similar groups in the state, in the late 80s, there was a group set up called, at the time it was called British Victims of Abortion, it's now called ARCH, that they're focusing more on recovery.
Mm-hmm.
And it was actually founded by women who had abortions, which they regretted, because they realized there was simply nowhere for there to go.
Mm-hmm.
They had nowhere to go. They were grieving, and society would not acknowledge that. And in the overwhelming majority of cases, what I hear, I've heard so many cases like that over the years, the woman will say, I was not told. They told me it was just a bundle of cells. They told me not to look at the ultrasound screen. They said I'd be fine. They said it didn't matter. It wasn't really a baby yet. And, of course, afterwards, they found out the truth, and sometimes in the most heartbreaking of situations. So one particular story I'd like to share with you.
Yes, please.
Was from the founder, in fact, of BVA. She had had an abortion in her 20s. She then fell pregnant again, had a repeat abortion. Unfortunately, that's quite common.
Mm-hmm.
But she started to realize she was still pregnant. You know, she was still getting all the pregnancy symptoms. So she went back to the place where she'd had the abortion, and they did a scan, and they said, you're still pregnant. You were carrying twins. And she said she looked at that screen, at the little baby girl, and she said, dear God, what have I done?
Mm.
If that's what the baby looks like, what did I do to her sibling? What did I do the last time? that it was the first time she was forced to really look at that, and she went on to have that baby, who is now herself quite vocal as a survivor of abortion. And it's something that has really stuck with me, because in so many cases when women regret abortion, that is the reason why. They say they were not given information, and yet I get told repeatedly by the industry, oh no, we always give women full information. That is simply not true.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is why in America they have blocked these facilities that are providing free sonograms to the women to make sure that they do get the information when they are considering an abortion. And of course, these abortion facilities are outraged over it. Fiorella Nash is our guest. We've got more from Fiorella right after the break. Stay with us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with life-change tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health, one teabag at a time.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I believe you are the way.
like this, fresh and independent. Okay, a little bit hungry from time to time, but that's just to keep your blood moving, okay? 19 minutes after the top of the hour, our conversation with Fiorella Nash continues. Her book, The Abolition of Woman, How Radical Feminism is Betraying Women. You know, for the great majority on both sides of the abortion debate, the idea of a pro-life feminist is the ultimate contradiction in terms. Abortion has become so central to feminist thinking that women who affirm their belief in both women's empowerment and the inalienable right to life can find themselves viewed with suspicion and hostility from both sides. How is this going to be reconciled? What do you see happening down the road, Fiorella? Because you see this frustration right now. It is the women with the biggest megaphone and the ones that are yelling the loudest, like the ones that attacked the senator in an elevator here last week. They seem to be the ones that they have the they get the voice, they get the place in the reporting of the mainstream media. But I got to imagine that other women, because I'm hearing it, they're getting increasingly frustrated over their voices not being heard.
Yes, I think that's absolutely true, and I'm certainly noticing a growing movement of younger women in particular who have rejected abortion, or have always rejected abortion, mm-hmm. as a means to an end, who do not believe it's necessary to sacrifice your own offspring in order to be empowered, but do very much believe in women's empowerment and in equality. And I think really the first answer is we can't go away. Mm-hmm. We've got to keep talking, and we've got to keep getting our message out there. Radical feminists would like nothing more than for us just to melt away or be bullied back into the background. But we can't allow that to happen. You're seeing, there was a wonderful situation with a women's march where a pro-life feminist group were refused entry to the march, and they turned up anyway.
Yes.
You know, they went right to the front of the march with their banners. We need a lot more of that.
Mm-hmm. Well, and this is the problem for those radical feminists that want to avoid the truth. Regardless, even if you were to shut the mouth of every woman with a contrarian view that is based on truth as opposed to opinion, that is going to still nag people as to what has happened, as you and I were discussing, with women who have realized down the road that they've been lied to. And this is what's happened. This whole basis of this movement has been based on a lie. And dare I say that I believe that there was a time, and again, our audience has heard me say this, that I think it's a matter of time. We're starting to hear anecdotally that there are some men coming to the realization that they have been part and parcel, and they have been contributors to this abortion movement, and they are realizing that it's not only my wife's son or daughter, but it's my son or daughter. And grandparents are realizing, wait a minute, you killed one of my grandchildren? You know, this is heartbreaking, and what's going to happen, I believe, Fiorella, I'm hearing a day where you hear such an outcry across the United States, if not around the world, where people bought into this lie that it was just a mass of tissue, that it was inconsequential, that they actually realized that there are 60 million babies that have been murdered at the altar, for the most part, of convenience. Because the big argument with Roe v. Wade when it was passed, the big wedge was that in the event of a rape or incest and this sort of thing. And I think it was quite interesting that last week I attended a dinner, and the speaker was a woman who was born from a rape.
Oh, now, Rebecca.
Yes, Rebecca.
Yes. Yes, I know Rebecca. Yes,
she's powerful,
wonderful, yes.
Powerful testimony. And she brings into balance, into the conversation, the consideration of why, even in the case of a rape, that, she talked about changing the mind of Governor Rick Perry in a meeting. I mean, at first he says, the typical response that most people make, because this has been set policy. But when you see a real life person in front of you and you go, whoa, maybe this needs to be, you know, reconsidered, and Rebecca is a powerful example in contradiction to what people would say.
Yes. I think Rebecca is a great example of putting a face to an abstract idea, putting a face to a statistic. It's incredibly easy to say, oh, but in cases of rape, for example, oh, but in cases of disability, until you actually see the person.
Mm-hmm.
And years ago, she had, I don't know if you were aware of the Feminists for Life of America poster campaign, where they had a picture of her, and it had, did I deserve the death penalty?
Yeah.
You know, my name is Rebecca. And the whole point of that, they also had a black man in a wheelchair. Would you say to my face that I have no right to live? And the whole purpose of that, and I think a lot of pro-life groups are getting behind that idea, is to remind people these are lives we are talking about.
Exactly.
And sure, you know, in the case of rape, it's an absolutely terrible thing to happen to a woman. I can't think of many worse calamities to hit a woman than to go through an ordeal like that. And there needs to be a lot of support there for the woman. But in the situation where pregnancy does occur, we also have to say, this is not the end of the world. There is an alternative to abortion. You know, you can consider adoption. In over half the cases where the woman keeps the baby, she actually raises the baby herself.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the baby's fault. We can help you. We can be there for you.
Right.
But most importantly, we have to be there.
Exactly. Well, if we're going to be people that believe in life above all things, and this is what we've abandoned at a great expense, Fiorella. I got to tell you, Fiorella, that speaking of disabled, my grandson, who's 2 years old, he lives in Maui, Hawaii. The doctor had, when they had checked him out and ran the sonogram, had discovered he had a hole in his heart. There were all kinds of scenarios that could come out, that he could be born retarded, that, here is a conception that has gone wrong, and the doctor had given my daughter and my son-in-law the option of abortion. And of course the kids were heartbroken immediately. I said, absolutely not, this is not a consideration. And of course the doctor, after their response, then came alongside. Well, the two-year-old, yes, he was born with a hole in his heart, had two open heart surgeries, and he is thriving and running around. You can't believe he is just such a blessing to this family that it breaks my heart to even think that there was, and it was more just from the doctor's standpoint, not from the kids. The kids, it was unquestionable. They were going to deliver this baby full term and deal with the consequences upon his delivery. And thank God for their courage. Thank God, for their faith and belief. And we have a two-year-old grandson, Jackson, who is just, the light, another one of the lights of our family.
Well, that's a wonderful story. And in fact, my own understanding of disability was very influenced by a disability rights campaigner over here called Alison Davis, who worked with the Society for Protection of Unborn Children for many years. And she had spina bifida, and she was in a wheelchair. She also had a number of other problems, which caused her a great deal of suffering, particularly later in life, a lot of pain, a lot of practical issues to do with her mobility, for example. But she really encouraged us, she encouraged society, but she encouraged her life campaigners as well, to be careful about the value judgments that we make.
Yes.
Because her feeling was that, and I really came to appreciate it later, her feeling was that we do in fact write off people with disabilities without intending to, sometimes even the language we use.
Yeah, exactly.
My son actually is autistic.
Oh.
And of course, you can't screen for autism, so it wasn't an issue during the pregnancy. It
right.
came to light a little bit later, so he was safe, as it were.
Well,
from
Fiorella, we got to leave it there. We're out of time. Fiorella Nash, The Abolition of Woman. It'll be booked, linked on our website.
With tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, check, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news out of Orlando, Florida, where police fatally shot a man in a hospital emergency room a short time ago. The police chief, John Mina, says it happened at Orlando Regional Medical Center. The man arriving at the hospital for a medical condition earlier today, but once he was in the ER, he said he would shoot anyone who came near him. Police were called and the emergency room was placed on lockdown. The chief says negotiators started speaking with the man, but when he looked to be reaching for a gun, officers shot him. It turns out the man wasn't armed. President Trump is about to detail for reporters a big new trade deal with Canada and Mexico that was agreed to late last night. This morning, the president tweeted the pact is a, quote, great deal for all three countries and solves the many deficiencies and mistakes of NAFTA, which the new trade deal will replace. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez live.
I don't know any other name that can break every chain like the name of Jesus. Thank you for joining us. This is Bill Martinez, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Good news, not only is consumer confidence at an 18-year high, it was also, we've got good news that Canada and Mexico coming together, new NAFTA deal, won't be called NAFTA, it'll be called something else, but that is very positive and gets us further down the road to where we can have a level playing field, because you knew that this was key, because from Mexico and Canada, then we go to Europe, and then it's a matter of time, I believe, that China comes into the fold as well. Author James Robbins joins us. Been looking forward to this conversation with James. His book, Erasing America, Losing Our Future by Destroying Our Past. James, welcome back. Good to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, Bill, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. You write, first they came for the Confederate monuments, but who knows where progressive efforts to erase history will end. It's a short hop from the unthinkable to the mandatory, and I can't help, in light, as I was reading your book, hearing the echoes of George Orwell's 1984, who controls the past controls the future, who controls the present controls the past. This is pretty dangerous, is it not?
Oh, yeah, it's very dangerous. I mean, everybody knows about the Confederate monument thing. But then when you look at other things that are under assault, whether it's George Washington, for example, when President Trump recently said that with respect to the Kavanaugh thing, you know, if he nominated George Washington to the court, that people would find problem with that. And immediately on Twitter, people were saying, you know, Trump says he's going to nominate a slaveholder to the court. So this is what we're talking about.
Well, yeah, we're so out of our minds. We're out of our minds. I mean, how does this benefit anything? I mean, we watched the exercise. It was so painful to watch what was coming out of those Senate hearings, to think that this is contributing to the woof and warp of our current culture.
Oh, yeah, how the Democrats have handled it. You know, forget whether Dr. Ford has a credible story. I want to know if the Democratic staffers have a credible story for how they manipulated the press. How they've basically destroyed the nomination process, all in pursuit of trying to block Judge Kavanaugh. Mm-hmm. The sense of decorum, the sense of stateliness, you know, all of these things that should go along with elevating somebody to the Supreme Court has just been destroyed, I mean, in the service of their ideology. And I think the long-term effects of this are extremely negative.
Well, I think Judge Kavanaugh said that, that the impact will be for generations. I can tell you, over the weekend, people who heretofore, you know, they know I do a radio show, and we very rarely do we talk about politics, because usually I see them, you know, over the weekend when I try to decompress and take a breather from everything. But last week was so overwhelming in processing this information, and people are very hurt, and they're confused about the landscape of our country and the whole American ideal of what it's all about, that ideology is driving this, that rules for radicals, the Alinsky playbook is being played out, and there really is no earnest pursuit of truth. It's just the earnest pursuit of their own ideology, as you point out, because at the basis of all this, let's face it, it's the abortion issue. This is what they're fighting for. We've got the court, you know, back in session today with 8 members. It should have had 9. But the ideologues in this country, they're fighting for their very lives. And Kavanaugh is going to, you know, he's in their way right now, and they're going to take him out at any cost, and they're going to drag this out. Dick Durbin was insisting, you know, why don't you tell, you know, Don McCann, who's sitting right over there, tell him you want an FBI investigation. You know, Durbin knows as well as anybody, it is not, you know, Kavanaugh's call. It was their call. They had, investigators that they chose not to utilize. The Republicans, meanwhile, they were out there pursuing every lead and investigating all this. And they brought something to the table to talk about, where all we got from the Democrats was a lot of rhetoric and obstruction.
Oh, well, I agree with you completely, and it goes into something I discuss in the book about the Constitution and how people say that when they undertake things like this, or like they're injuring the Constitution, that they're injuring the civil society in this country. But, you know, they don't care about that. I mean, that's not a charge that resonates with them.
Of course.
The Constitution is basically something that's just in the way. And if they could do away with the Constitution and write a new, you know, socialist, progressive, utopian document that give them all the power, they would do it. It's just that the Constitution is what we have right now. It's something that they consider to be a problem. They call it a racist document or what have you. And, you know, if this damages the Constitution, well, so be it from their perspective. That doesn't really matter. The sooner it's gotten rid of, the better.
Yeah. Well, the former president declared that it was elastic. You know, Antonin Scalia was real clear about the Constitution. And most originalists feel the same way, that the Constitution says what it says and it doesn't say what it doesn't say. I mean, to me, that's pretty simple.
Oh, sure. And, you know, it's funny because when people look back on Robert Bork or what happened with him and how what's going on today is so much worse than that, you know, with Bork, at least they were arguing over issues of constitutionality and his interpretation of the document.
Mm-hmm.
But now, I mean, it's just taken for granted, you know, from the left, you know, Kavanaugh's bad news on that. They don't even want to talk about that. So they have to come up with these other things to try to derail him, because if they were discussing his views of the Constitution, which is what they should be discussing, well, obviously they 100% disagree with him because he honors the document and the original intent.
And that, I think, has been the challenge and also the opportunity for the Republican Party, because when they make it that clear, that is really a discernible difference between the two parties, is it not?
Oh, highly discernible. And again, they don't even want to talk about it. They have nothing to say about it. They just completely and utterly reject any kind of originalist interpretation. And it's noteworthy to me that they don't even want to have a debate on that.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to debate that on the merits. Well, why can't they debate their view of the Constitution against Judge Kavanaugh's and other, you know, originalist views?
Mm-hmm.
And that battle, that's the real battle, but they can't do that because they know that they'll lose.
Exactly. Well, they've tried to, they can do it in the echo chambers of their circles, in the, you know, faculty lounges where everybody's having coffee and coming up with all these grand theories and socialistic ideas, but there's nothing, you know, to support it. You know, they want to support and laud the praises of socialism, and I say, tell me where it's working. Name one place that is working. Oh, we're going to go to Norway, huh? Okay. Well, first of all, Norway is not a socialistic country. You know, go to Venezuela. Well, that's because we just didn't have enough socialism there. Well, they're, you know, they're 1,000,000%, you know, in terms of inflation right now. You don't even want to know the cost of a loaf of bread and how many people are starving every day in Venezuela because of socialism. And time and again, history points out that this is what socialism gives you. It is an avenue for death and destruction, not to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness like we have here in America. Erasing America, losing our future by destroying our past. James Robbins is with us. Our conversation with James will continue right after the break. Stay with us, America. It's just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. That's 800-596-2154.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800
800-540-8816, 800-540-8816, 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
I'm Rick Ossick, president of Famous Footwear. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Famous Footwear to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Famous Footwear's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Your opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
We're back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. In towns and cities across America, a tidal wave of social activism is systematically erasing pieces of American history. Driven by the relentless left, activists destroy monuments, burn flags, ban American literature, and disregard the national anthem. Before long, there will no longer be moments dedicated to American heroes, no stories that praise them. The United States will have become a dark chapter in human history, best forgotten. Our guest, James Robin, reveals the dire situation America currently faces. Radical liberals control American education, the media, and the Democratic Party, and they seek to demean, demolish, and relentlessly attack America's past in order to indict America's present. As we say, he who controls, as George Orwell wrote in 1984, he who controls the past controls the future, who controls the present controls the past. And this toxic movement has already brainwashed an entire generation and is rapidly dissolving the cultural, historical, and spiritual bonds of our nation. You know, for example, in Massachusetts, Simmons College claims saying "God bless you" is an Islamophobic microaggression. This is where we are right now, James Robbins. I mean, this is pretty scary.
Oh, yeah, it's scary stuff, and we see new examples every day. The NFL, of course, with its kneelers who are against the national anthem, are, you know, a perennial problem. We saw Green Bay, like, rolling out a non-American flag, some kind of a banner.
Yeah, what was that about?
Over the weekend. You know, yeah, I don't, like, they were afraid to show the American flag, so now they show this kind of star-spangled bunting or whatever it was. And, you know, a whole football field's worth. They had to have that thing made. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Why did you show the American flag and honor it and what it stands for?
Yeah, like, we're supposed to forget our sons and daughters and fathers, grandparents that have fought for the liberties that we enjoy. I mean, all that is just to be flushed down the ash heap of history.
Well, and it's strange because when you look back at history, like, for example, the Selma marchers, Martin Luther King, you know, obviously a civil rights hero, they carried the American flag. They sang the national anthem during that march. They protested in a way that brought people together, that was supposed to show unity and make Americans feel like they were Americans, whereas the protesters today, they denounce the national anthem as racist, they denounce the flag as racist, and they're just trying to divide America.
Well, exactly. And you example Yale, at Yale, Calhoun College was renamed after students complained about the pro-slavery sentiments of John Calhoun.
Sure, but Yale chose not to examine the fact that Elihu Yale, who endowed the college originally, was himself a slave trader. So maybe Yale should just, like, change their whole brand.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's kind of, you know, this is the problem with history that becomes edited for convenience. You know, there's it starts making room for a lot of hypocrisy, does it not?
Oh, the hypocrisy is rampant. I mean, it's only the people that they want to re-examine, that they want to get rid of, you know, they'll do that. The people that they want to conveniently ignore, you know, I guess today's most relevant thing would be Ted Kennedy or someone like that, or, you know, Bill Clinton. I mean, if we're talking about Kavanaugh. Yeah, the hypocrisy on the left is rampant.
Well, where are we going with this? I mean, are we, in some sense, James, I think, okay, it's like we're drowning. And before we save, before we're saved, like anybody who's ever been a summer lifeguard knows when somebody's drowning, you don't go in and save them right away. You got to let them get the fight out of them. Is this where we are right now, is that we just need to let the left get the fight out of them and just stand back and kind of watch the circus until, you know, they finally implode and realize that they can't carry the day? Or, you know, is this a call for conservatives and people who have the historical veritas and realize the importance of it for them to stand up and finally say enough of this ridiculous stuff?
Well, I don't think standing by is really a good idea, because every time the conservatives think, well, you know, the left has really reached the bottom, they can't go any lower, you know, they find a way to dig more feet out of that hole.
Right.
So however bad we think it is now, it's going to get worse. And I use the example of, like, blowing up Mount Rushmore, which people say, oh, that's ridiculous. Like, who would be talking about that? Well, you know what? They're already talking about that on
exactly.
the left. It's actually a pretty popular idea. So, you know, when Donald Trump, after the Charlottesville thing, said, you know, you start with Confederates and then the next thing it's Washington and Jefferson. And these historians, you know, came out on PBS like poo-pooing, oh, no one's saying that. Yeah, and then Thomas Jefferson's statue at UVA is vandalized on his birthday.
Exactly.
You know, it's vandalized routinely now. Of course they're talking about that. They're talking about getting rid of everything because there's nothing in our history that they value.
And that's what needs to be realized. The other thing that conservatives and those who honor history need to realize that this is a cultural war. And as you say, Democrats will take it, to whatever end, because in their mind is the end justifies the means, even to this point, to where, they will orchestrate this Kavanaugh hearing in such a way that it has nothing to do with the truth, but has everything to do about their ideology and their insistence. I mean, their passionate resistance to allow an imbalance in the Supreme Court to take place.
Well, well, you know, elections have consequences, and they're just trying to overturn the 2016 election, which they blew. I mean, it was a gift to Hillary, and they blew it. But when it comes to the left, you have to really listen to and believe what they say. When they say that the United States is a country built on racism, built on exploitation, imperialism, sexism, and all these other isms, and they denounce the United States and its history in no uncertain terms, you have to at least give them the courtesy of believing them.
Exactly.
You have to believe that they really, they hate this country. They hate it fundamentally. And they are out there to change it in ways that will be very threatening to freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the root of it, freedom is what started America. It was a country based on an idea, freedom. And freedom is what they're after. That's what they want to destroy.
Exactly. And James, you know, some of this is, it is a bit of a game of chess. And Republicans got to be careful. I saw when this was coming, I could see it coming down the wire, the way this was going to break out. And that as soon as the Republicans picked up, you know, the Dr. Ford issue, that was not the place. Time was up. There is remedy for Dr. Ford, but it's not going to be in the court of public opinion the way it's run. I mean, where you've got basically the court of public opinion has embraced the campus rape culture that throws due process out the window and declares that you are guilty and forget about any process that argues your innocence.
Yes, I think to an extent that's true, but I also think that people are waking up to this and noting that this is a problem. Folks talk about Republicans are currently women. Well, you know, Democrats may be alienating men. I had an article on this in USA Today recently. Mm-hmm. And, you know, how is it for men to think that they can have a sterling career, have a wonderful family life, you know, build this wonderful life for themselves, and then an accusation comes out of the blue from decades ago that may not even be true, and suddenly their lives are destroyed.
Exactly.
How do men feel about that? I really don't think that that's something that we want to encourage. And particularly there's some Democrats, you know, and we're looking at Spartacus Cory Booker. Mm-hmm. I mean, he even admitted that he did this in a newspaper article, that he should resign from the Senate.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, I don't think we want those senators' yearbooks brought out on full display, do we?
Yeah, you know, the notion that senators are using their time and a Supreme Court confirmation to detangle the, you know, in-jokes of high school yearbooks, you know, written by 17-year-old kids or whatever. I mean, it's just such a farce. Is this really America? Come on.
Right. Well, and as you say, you know, shame on Senator Mazie Hirono from Hawaii telling men that they should shut up. I mean, America does not need the voices of men invalidated. See, this is the whole problem with the left. They want to invalidate anybody with a contrarian view. Forget about the First Amendment, the right to free speech. I mean, the reason that it was the First Amendment was our founding fathers appreciated that in order to advance the ideals of this new republic is that we needed to have a conversation. And where we are right now is you have people starved for communication and starved for a conversation, and conversation that's wholesome, conversation that advances thought and solves problems, not, you know, keeping us in a bucket of gum and all mired up to where we're fussing and fighting and going nowhere.
Well, I agree. On the other hand, I think Hirono should keep talking because she discusses views that usually are not discussed. She openly says things that they're thinking that men can say, you know what, maybe I really don't ever want to vote Democrat ever again.
Exactly. Well, that is the problem. You know, I've often said that the one thing about the left, they self-indict. And to your point, all you have to do is listen. Dr. James Robbins is the author of the book Erasing America, Losing Our Future by Destroying Our Past, a senior fellow for the National Security Affairs at the American Foreign Policy Council, a commentary writer for USA Today, and a member of the advisory board to the National Civil War Museum. James, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR.
It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutriMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Hunters, anglers, campers.